This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, it works better when you press the button. I got it. Leave that. Thank you. There you go. If you could only see what was going on. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's Cody's fault. He didn't tell me to press the button over there. Always appreciate your time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. There's a lot happening up on the website. You know, you can even, if you want to get a text message about the show going live, you can do that, but it's really simple. Just text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. And what that does is put you in the queue, and when we send out information on the show, you'll get it, I promise. Anyway, always appreciate the time you spend with me. If you head up to the website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things that you've been taught to hate. All those things you've been taught to be afraid of. You don't have to be. You just flat out don't have to be. And don't let them get you. Don't let them do that to you. So, we're going to do, I love doing college campus crazies. That's one of my favorite topics. All the stupid, crazy, outlandish things going on college campuses across the country. And I always say simply, it's money. You're spending money for this. You're actually, your tax dollars are going to some of these college campus crazies that you see happening. Why aren't you horrified? Why aren't you mad? Why aren't you, if you don't know what's going on, are you telling me that you sent your kids to a college without checking up on what's going on at that college? Seriously? Or are they, oh, they're adults now. There's not much you can do about it. No, there's a lot you can do about it. Especially, guess what? Especially if you're paying for stuff. You know, if you look at them and go, hey, you can do whatever you want at college, but you're paying for it all. And if you don't want to pay for it all, then here's some guidelines, and here's how much money I'll give you for staying in line. But a lot of you don't have the guts to do that. I don't know why. I guarantee they'll thank you for it later. Anyhow, we did do this story. We did something similar to the story a while back when they were talking about this. But George Washington University student body voted Thursday to remove and replace its mascot, the George the Colonial. Why? You know why. It's all this PC garbage. According to the GWU Joint Elections Commission, 54% of the students who voted in the Spring Student Association election supported the removal of the Colonial as the school's mascot. It was not immediately clear what students plan to replace it with, or even the school administration will act on the results. I don't think they should. I think they should blow it off. Right, colonialism. Think about it. They've been told that colonialism is bad, terrible, nasty. that it never has done any good. All it did was enslave people. Yeah, look around this country. Look at where we are today. How did this country start? Campus Reform asked UW to comment on the matter, but they did not get back to them. The original push to change the mascot started last spring with an online petition which garnered over 500 signatures. Ashley Lee, who served as the GW Student Associate Association president at the time, she encouraged university administrators to listen to the students' concerns. Why? Look, I don't have to listen to you if I think you're nuts. If I think you're off. You know, it's really funny. Some of you who have children, you know how this works, right? When you have kids and they want to, for lack of a better term, they want to petition you for some help. You sit there with them and you go, okay, this is great. Let me hear what you have to say. And when they're done, what do you say to them? Ah, you know what? I don't agree with you. I don't agree with your premise on this. I don't agree, so we're just going to keep doing it my way. And what do they say? Come on, anybody? What do they always say? You never listen to me. No, I heard every word you said. I probably could regurgitate every word you said. I don't agree with you. You're off. No, I shouldn't give you money to go for college so you have a job so you won't end up on unemployment. It's going to cost me anyway. I always love that argument. No, no, you, when you go to college, you have to want to go to college. You have to want to go for the topic you want to go for the diploma you want to go for the degree you want to work for. And I'm a firm believer that, you know, I would rather do this. I would rather say, take the loans out, do what you're going to do. If you pass, if you get your degree, I will help you pay your loan. We don't do it that way. We pay for everything on the front end. And then when they don't do anything, you just flushed $80,000 in education. But nobody seems to care about that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. When we come back, campus reform, who's done this, Abigail Marone, she went ahead and she videoed, or what do they call it now? They recorded the students who said that the mascot was too offensive. And again, think about this. The mascot makes them feel uneasy, therefore it has to go. I'm totally lost by that. Makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. But again, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer most of the time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. But come back. You're not going to want to miss this.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jenness products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jenness products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You do got to get involved. You got to get involved. You got to be part of the conversation. You know, I really do want you part of it. And the only way you do that is you head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can just be part of the conversation, right? So, and I want your email address, but we can get to that later. I just want to get to these stories. They're so asinine, they're so crazy. I want to get to the stories. We've been talking about the George Washington University students who say that the colonial mascot is way too offensive to have on campus. Because we have to wipe out anything that may give anybody some kind of discomfort. But that's only if you're not white. Because if a white person has discomfort over something, it'll never go anywhere. It just means you're racist, homophobe, xenophobe, phobophobe, whatever. I'm sure they'll come up with something. So here's what some of you parents are paying for. To be taught at, to be talked about, to be dealt with on college campuses across the country. This should make you quite happy and quite proud. Let's see. Watch this. It never works the first time, so we'll see what happens. Wow.
I'm Victoria Snitzer with Campus Reform here today at George Washington University talking to students about a recent petition that's been going around, an effort to change the mascot from the colonial to the hippo because some deem the colonial to be too offensive.
Why do you think we shouldn't have the mascot be the colonial anymore?
I think it's more so that like there are students on this campus who don't feel comfortable with it, and so that it doesn't really matter what other students think if it makes them uncomfortable.
I think that like the whole like colonial thing is like a little white supremacisty, and I think like a hippo would be a better mascot.
I mean, colonial is kind of a
what is white supremacy? You know what I mean? I know what she's saying. It's like it's a little too white supremacisty. It's part of history. And it wasn't always because the white people wanted to take over. What are you professors teaching on these colleges? And parents, what are you paying them to teach?
Touchy word.
I did sign the petition. I do understand that it is offensive to, like, other countries. I heard that you're not supposed to, like, wear the colonial's name, like, when you go abroad.
It's yeah. So creepy. I'm kind of not racial. Like, you know, colonial, not great. Not a great name.
I think there's definitely a possibility to see it as offensive, and I think it's rooted in history that is troublesome, especially in like our current political climate.
Yeah, I think.
So why does our current political climate dictate that we get to hide, squelch, sidestep, get away from history? Why is that? Anybody have an answer for that? Because I don't have one. And it makes, I got to tell you, again, not the sharpest knife in the drawer, I don't get why it makes sense.
It wouldn't hurt.
I'm 100% on board.
I think they should change the mascot from George the Colonial to the hippo because, you know, slavery bad. Colonials are bad, so.
George Washington University. I'm sorry. Right? Didn't we start off with colonies? Didn't we colonize this country? I'm just curious.
When you said it's rooted in history that's troublesome and it's offensive, could you just explain a little bit more about what that is?
Yeah, well, I think the word colonial, like, evokes an image of, like, white men coming to take people's...
It likes a vote, an image like of white, like, you know what I'm saying, like men.
Land, and, I mean, if we're thinking about that point in history, it's definitely a conversation to be had.
No, it doesn't invoke anything. What it does is it tells you the truth of what was going on in those days. It is history. You can't change it by ignoring it. You can't change it by changing the words. You can't change it by trying to want to say to feel like it didn't happen. It's what it is. Deal with it.
To, you know, be celebrating the colonials is, even though some argue has, like, a connection more so to Americans fighting for freedom, like, we can't forget that Americans fought for freedom on land that wasn't theirs in the first place.
Really? So should we apply that to everybody? You know, they keep telling us to give give California back. Maybe we could give California back to Mexico. That might be a good thing. Never mind.
Both personally, just because, I don't know, the colonial, like, what it stands for, kind of.
There's, like, a negative connotation with the colonials and the colonialism, so, yeah, I'd be down for that.
So would you guys be in favor of changing the name of the university since it's named after George Washington, who was a colonial?
I feel like it's a nuanced issue.
Yeah, name it.
Really? A nuanced issue? I bet you she can't even spell the word.
Obama University.
That'll fix it. That'll make you, because that'll only tee off the other half of the population. Let's name the school after the. I don't know. He probably will go down as the worst president in history. But for now, we'll say the second worst, right behind Jimmy Carter.
It seems like a lot to undertake because it's like the whole name of an institution, but like it should be like discussed to like try and see how it can be better.
Can you please? All right, new rule. Can you guys make me president for 24 hours? Because I would fine these little young turds $25 every time they said the word like. Did you hear that sentence alone? what was it, eight, nine? She said like nine times. There's only 23 words in the whole sentence.
Ooh, that's a hard one. I could see how that might make people want to change the name of the university, but there's a lot of other universities with the name George Washington. I mean, he was also the founder of the country.
Recently, there's been a lot of debate about taking down monuments for certain things and also renaming things. So, yeah, I think it's worth discussing.
Right. Again, because everything that might be offensive to someone. So, listen, these are college kids. Today's college kids. So, what do you think their parents are? Their parents right now are hopefully maybe in their 50s, right? 50s-ish. Shame on you. What did you do to these kids? They're so worried about everybody's feelings. Well, not white folks, everybody else, but white folks. There's no thought about history. There's no thought truly what this means. Do you know what colonialism brought to some countries? Do you know what it did in some areas? Do you know how people that were starving to death, it actually brought food and prosperity to the area? But all your professors in college keep telling you is how bad the connotation of colonialism actually means. How sad is that?
I think that we should keep the name George Washington just because, while I don't agree with a lot of what George Washington stood for, or not stood for, what he did,
Now, I bet you if you asked her, give me three things that he did that you didn't like. Because if you're going to go right to slavery, which is the easy one, it's the low-hanging fruit, that's the easy one to do. You will find out that George Washington was not for slavery. And you guys are thinking, well, then why did you let him go? Because somebody else would have picked them up and maybe even killed them and sold them again. Use that little gray matter between your ears. Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says he's ready to close the southern border next week unless Mexico acts to stop illegal immigration. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois says he wants immigration laws fixed, but tells CNN closing the border isn't the way to go.
Mexico is one of our biggest trading partners, so there would be some massive unintended consequences more than likely. I don't know what a border shutdown would actually look like. Does that include all traffic? I mean, I don't know. What I do know, though, is this. There is a real problem on the border.
President Trump says it would be so easy for Mexico to stop illegal immigration, saying Mexico has one of the toughest immigration policies in the world. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on his investigation into Russian election interference will be released publicly with some redactions by mid-April and possibly sooner. That, according to Attorney General William Barr in a letter to the heads of the Senate and House Judiciary Committees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. Okay? I mean, I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you part of the conversation. You know, we've got so much going on, we can't even seem to talk to each other anymore. And I don't care what, I mean, even people on the same side of the aisle can't seem to talk to each other anymore. This is getting out of control, people. We should at least be able to discuss with each other. We should at least be able to talk about the issues at hand. And even on the same side, we've gotten to the point as conservatives, we're getting like them. If you don't think exactly like I do, if you don't think conservatism is exactly what I think it is, if you don't play it out exactly how I think it should play it out, then you're not a conservative. Get out of my tent. That's going to help us. And not that I think we should give in to everything that the squishy conservatives want. You know, I don't know if you guys know it. In California, there's a new Republican-esque party, and it's Arnold Schwarzenegger running it. He's part of the group. I don't want anything to do with what Arnold Schwarzenegger's doing. Ever. He's not interested in a strong Republican Party. He is strictly interested in his own power, what he can pull off and what he can make happen. And I'm not just saying that. I'm serious about that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. You know, earlier I said this, and I meant it. And I meant it, that this just makes me crazy when you guys do this kind of stuff. Or people do this kind of stuff. So the Dems are pushing for 16-year-olds to be able to vote. So if they're able to vote, shouldn't they be able to have guns? Rifles anyway? If they have enough horse sense to vote, then they should have enough horse sense to handle a gun. You guys don't think so, but whatever. And I said, hey, I'm not in with it. Have you seen what these kids have been doing for years? Now, some will say, Joe, we were like that too. No, we weren't. We weren't like this. I would, you know, there were guys, I hung around with some pretty goofy people. And we would have never thought of doing some of these things. So let's take a look at maybe why we should allow 16-year-olds to vote. Or take a listen.
And no, I'm not kidding.
So if it's always been for lowering the voting age to 16.
Yeah, let's.
I think it's really important to capture kids when they're in high school, when they're interested in all of this, when they're learning about government, to be able to vote.
So that.
You know, so let me see. Nancy, you were in high school in what, 1943-ish? Kids are not interested in politics. The number of kids that are interested in politics and government right now is very small. Okay? And the ones that are interested in government, I mean, seriously, she needs to go to a school, she needs to go to a high school or an area, and start asking them about government, how the process works. She'll need to bring oxygen and maybe even an ambulance. Take a listen.
The House Speaker thinks it's really important to capture kids while they're still in high school learning about the government. My question is, why stop at 16? Why not let 14 and 12 and 10-year-olds vote? I mean, this is absolute insanity.
Safety experts are warning about the latest dangerous social media challenge involving teenagers.
They're popping detergent pods into their mouths and then posting the videos online.
All right, calm.
Many of the social media videos are recorded and posted by minors.
Oh. Please, let's get these kids voting as soon as possible.
They're putting poisonous laundry pods in their mouths for clicks and internet fame.
There's no way that House Speaker Pelosi and the Democrats really think this is a good idea. This is just another scheme for votes. They know that young people will most likely vote for Democrats. 16-year-olds shouldn't be allowed to vote. I mean, there really is no good argument for this. If you think about it, most 16-year-olds aren't working full-time jobs. They work part-time jobs or summertime jobs, and they're not running a household, which is, you know, a completely different story. They're not mature enough. They're driven and moved by emotion more than facts. Most don't pay health insurance, and some are still just learning the basics about the Constitution, government, and the world. That is, of course, if they're even paying attention.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
But the Democrats are getting pretty serious about this. 125 Democrats and one Republican voted to lower the voting age to 16.
Who's the Republican? I'm not really, right? Tell me not really. Seriously?
A Democrat from Massachusetts introduced the legislation as an amendment to the For the People Act, which would overhaul the federal election laws. Now, of course, this fell short, but, I mean, it's mind-boggling that so many politicians would sign on to this, that they actually want 16-year-olds to vote.
We should never make assumptions about who desires to have a stakehold in and a seat at the table.
No! But we make decisions. Your legislators are supposed to be looking at everything. These kids don't have the ability to lay this out and know who to vote for. Why don't you talk to a child psychologist? Why don't you talk to them about the emotions of young people? And truly, do they have the logic skills to work it through? God bless.
Of our democracy.
Are the Democrats that desperate? This isn't a noble cause. They want more votes. Look where their emphasis has been for the last few years. Illegals and young people. I can pay off your debt. Right? Minimum pay for all kids. I mean, for all people. Whatever. Think of all the giveaways they want to give me. They want to give to these young people. What about the average U.S. citizen? What about taking care of them first?
I do believe that if my amendment is enacted, that it will serve to reengage, reenfranchise, and recognize those in our democracy that are too often ignored, left out, and left behind.
And this isn't a new effort. We've seen several liberal cities and states push to lower the voting age before, but it's failed over and over and over again.
I never stopped them.
I wonder why. So those who support this effort will use the 26th Amendment as an example. Okay, but I think it's a little bit different to lower the voting age from 21 to 18 than it is to lower it from 18 to 16. 18-year-olds can move out of their parents' home, buy a home, start a family, join the military. That all makes sense. Lowering it from 18 to 16.
Yeah, that's a good point. One that totally went over my head. I wasn't even thinking about it. You can't enter into a contract till you're 18, right? So why don't we drop it to 16? Why don't we allow 16-year-olds to enter into contracts to buy cars, buy houses, get credit cards, that kind of thing? Right? And then at 16, if you're going to let them vote, if you're going to drop the contract, then let them pay for their own health insurance. What do you think? They can take care of their own school stuff. Let them sign their own report cards. Come on. Give it all to them. If you have enough trust in them to think that they have the brain cells to work through voting for the people that are going to oversee them, they're going to legislate over them, they're going to run this country. Seriously. You lower the voting age to 16, and the only people that are going to become president and legislators are pop stars.
16 doesn't make sense.
Should a 16-year-old be allowed to buy a gun?
I think a 16-year-old should be allowed to vote. Period.
No, but to buy a
gun.
Because
they have tax, they actually pay taxes.
Well, I know you.
Answer the question.
Okay, so you pay taxes. Why can't you buy a gun?
I just answered your question, Tucker. I think they have the right to.
No, you didn't. See, this is the delusion of these people. The question was really simple. Should a 16-year-old be allowed to buy a gun? I believe a 16-year-old should be allowed to vote. You didn't answer the question. Yes, I did. I apparently don't have a grasp of the English language.
But this should come as no surprise. The Democrats are searching high and low for votes. So this is obviously a total scam. Keep in mind, the Democrats are the ones who are against voter ID laws. That is, they don't want anyone to have to show their ID when they go in to vote. They say it's racist if you ask somebody for their ID. Yet, we need to show an ID when we board a plane, when we buy cough syrup, if we buy alcohol. So obviously that makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense. It's not supposed to make any sense. They want to keep us confused. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Time.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you have cancer or know somebody who does, pay attention for the next 60 seconds. I'm Dr. Sanjay Jain, and I'm sitting today with Andy Snyder, the author of this hit new book, Nature's Miracles. Each day, some 4,700 Americans are told that they have cancer. You never know when you'll be next. That's why it's vital you do everything you can to prevent ever getting cancer. That's where this stunning video comes in.
That's right, Dr. Jain. Scientists at the University of Michigan recently confirmed the research that's behind this video. It all has to do with an all-natural, everyday compound that literally causes cancer cells to kill themselves. In fact, in one test, every single time this compound was used to treat a certain type of cancer cell, they all died as a result. They all died. Every person should get their hands on this miracle compound today.
Everybody is talking about this breakthrough video. Go to SecretCancerKiller.com right now. Again, that's SecretCancerKiller.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. One more time around the roller skating rink, and then we'll sit down and got to listen. I'm Joe Pacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. We were listening to... Why should we? You know, you got to go back and get the last segment. Why should you let 16-year-olds vote? It's simple. You shouldn't. That's really what it boils down to. You just shouldn't. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I think there's 30 seconds left on this video. Take a look. Take a listen.
When we buy cough syrup, if we buy alcohol, so obviously that makes no sense. Next, they're the ones who seem to take issue with the idea of trying to clean up the voter rolls to get the dead people removed, etc. Also, they're the ones who promote motor voter, which is a total disaster. Shouldn't we be doing everything we can to secure our elections? Like, obviously, the Democrats don't want that.
No kidding. I mean, she has a lot of good points there. You know, we found out in California that the motor voter rules has caused tens of thousands of people to be added to the voter rolls that don't belong there. Not a couple. Not according to Joe's rules. These are real. But they don't care about that. It's all about the vote. You know what? To me, it's always been, you guys have been listening for a while, know how I feel about this. You've got to be in a pretty dark spot when you're okay with cheating to win. Right? You're okay with somebody cheating on your behalf to get you voted into a seat, and then you're going to make it look like everything's wonderful, right? And you got in there, and you're excited, and you're proud of your team. I mean, the BS doesn't get any deeper than that, does it? Come on, think about that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right? How do you feel good about that? Unless you're just one of those people that's into it. How do you feel good about it? If you're good with cheating by winning by cheating. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This happened a couple days ago, but I still like it. It's still exciting to me. You had people like, what the heck is her name? We were just talking about her. I was making fun of her earlier. Oh, God, come on, Messina. You knew this when you came in here. What's her name? You know her.
Milano?
No. Alyssa Milano. Thank you. Yeah, you're right. I mean, what happened to her? She was this little cute thing, little goofy kid. They got a hold of her in Hollywood, apparently. Dozens of actors are threatening to take their business elsewhere. Governor Brian Kemp signs the controversial heartbeat bill. House Bill 481 passed in the Senate last Friday with 34 yes votes and 18 no votes. The bill would ban most abortions after the fetal heartbeat is detected, which is around 6 weeks of gestation. Women in Georgia can currently seek an abortion up to 20 weeks into pregnancy. The bill makes exceptions. You know what I love about these cases? This is going to force this to the Supreme Court again. Right? And this time, there is scientific proof, scientific evidence, and there won't be people lying like there were back in the 70s. Even the people involved in that case said that they were lied to, and they brought that lie into court. But now there's science. There's science to show you what that child is and when it is. So all these bills that these Republican-run houses, I believe it's all, not a distraction, but it's all to drive this back to the Supreme Court, where, frankly, I don't believe the Supreme Court's going to overturn Roe versus Wade. But they are definitely going to heavily regulate it. Now, here's the deal. Some of you are going to get mad at me. I don't think the Supreme Court should rule on what. I think the Supreme Court should say, you know, Roe versus Wade now, as written with these other bills, is not constitutional. Congress, do your job. Fix it. That's what I think should happen. It should go back. It should go back to the law. See, the Supreme Court was never meant to be the catch-all, fix-all, end-all. Their opinion should be that bill, non-constitutional, Congress, take it back and fix it. That's what they do with the states. I'm sorry, that's non-constitutional. Send it back. You can't enforce it. They don't say don't try to write it again. Don't try to fix it. Don't try to do anything with it. They send it back to the states to fix it, to make it right. So I don't know, you know, again, you lay this out in a scientific method, you have a heartbeat. The heartbeat for this blob of cells can be nothing but, can only turn into a human. Now, here's what I've always said, that these celebrities are so full of themselves. Right now, Alyssa Milano is in Georgia. She's working on a new show, which she's getting paid for. They're talking about leaving the state and taking it somewhere else. You know, and if these people in Georgia, if this legislative house in Georgia decides that money's more important than life, then you guys need to vote them out. Yes, my friends in Georgia, my Christian friends, you need to vote them out. You need to be walking precincts. You need to be making sure that they don't have a chance to get back in there. That's what you need to make sure. And there's 50 actors that, oh, you're not welcome there. Look, that's why it's called a representative government. You don't like where you're at, you move somewhere else. They go on to say that we want to stay in Georgia. We want to continue to support the wonderful people, businesses, communities that we have come to love in the Peach State, Milano wrote. Now, here's the problem. Those people, those business people, the people who live there, the communities, the people you love, voted in those legislators because they want them to do the business. We will not be silent. We will do everything in our power to move our industry to a safer state for women. Right. Because you can't hop on a plane. You can't go somewhere else and have an abortion, right? I love all this stuff. Milano will leave. Alec Baldwin will leave. Sophia Bush, Amy Schumer. My God, this is heaven for some of us. Get out, leave, goodbye, see you later. Anyway, 855, I love it. 855 Real Joe, 855. This stuff to me, it's irritating as heck. We give them way too much power. Right? When you go watch their movies right now, you give them way too much power. Stop. Please stop doing it. Okay, this weekend. I've only got a couple of minutes left. This weekend, do me a favor. If you're listening to the show, you have any kind of care about wanting to know more about abortion, about looking at Abby Johnson's movie Unplanned, go to unplannedfilm.com, unplannedfilm.com. It'll give you a list of theaters in your area. This is the weekend to see it, okay? This is not an anti-abortion movie that all you're going to see is abortion after abortion after abortion and people... No. This is a story about somebody who was intimately involved, part of the abortion mill group. Buy a ticket. Okay, go see the movie. Monday night, after our first hour, Monday night, I want you to call. 85, write it down. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I want you to call into the show. Because I want you to tell me what your thought was. Where was your mind at? When you saw the movie, because there's a lot of Christians, there's a lot of conservatives who go, you know, abortion, okay, it is what it is, and women have the right, and. I want you to see this movie, okay? And then I want you to come back and tell me that it didn't change your mind one way or the other. That's all. It's a really simple request. Skip a lunch somewhere, skip two cups of coffee at that really expensive coffee place, and go see the movie. And if you get nothing out of it, doesn't change you one way or the other, whatever. You wasted an hour and a half and a few bucks. And if it doesn't change you, I mean, if it really doesn't change you, you need to rethink the position of the heart in your chest. Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend, texting, tweeting, being part of our conversation. God bless. Have a safe week, weekend. Come on back Monday. I want to hear from you. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. We will catch you later.